This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh, yes, brothers and sisters. Here I am, I'm going to drive you crazy today, subhanAllah, talking about Laylatul Qadr. And I know that, subhanAllah, you must have heard lots of talks about Laylatul Qadr. So what is it that I'm going to say today that is going to be different and that is going to be special? Well, one thing, brothers and sisters, is different about this one is that you are getting a new perspective at looking at me through steering wheel. Because I'm on my way, I'm driving, I'm not just doing this for fun. SubhanAllah, you know, one of the things, brothers and sisters, that is very unique about this Ramadan, it's not actually completely unique, because the same happened last Ramadan. And for me, it's one of the blessings of lockdown. And that is that I haven't been traveling. I'm only making this journey to pick up my daughter, and it was either going to be I'm going to make this during the day, or I'm going to make it through the whole night. And, well, I didn't fancy doing the whole night. And anyway, we've got a live appeal tonight for Ayira, so I won't be able to do it just as well. I decided to do it in the day. So, yeah, one of the unique things about this Ramadan for me, brothers and sisters, is that I haven't been traveling. And I think for the past 15 years or even more, I've probably spent sometimes half Ramadan like traveling. Because of that, I haven't often been able to fast. I think one Ramadan I only literally fasted half the Ramadan. So the lockdown has been a bit of a blessing for me, and the fact that, mashallah, tabarakallah, so many people have moved their talks and lectures online, I know after the lockdown is finished, it's going to create a huge desire for, you know, live things again. Yeah, and to have conferences with real live sheikhs. And I let go of my steering wheel because my car drives itself. So so I know there's going to be, you know, this, you know, renewed vigor for that. But in the meantime, I'm very happy that the world has moved online a lot more. And it's something that I've actually been saying we should do that for a long, long time. So subhanAllah, you know, despite very many negative and horrible things, include, of course, many people dying, which is never a nice thing. You know, alhamdulillah, hopefully every cloud has a silver lining. And that's something I try to do, brothers and sisters, like generally in life, right? Generally in life, try to look at things from a positive angle. Try to be positive. Try to be optimistic. Oh, subhanAllah, when this lockdown happened, it was a big tough one for Ayira, because, as maybe you know, our organization, you know, what we really do is we go out to these places, many places we go to are remote places that people have never heard about Islam, never heard about, never even met a Muslim. And of course, with all the travel restrictions, we couldn't do that. But straight away, I said, you know what, this is a blessing, brothers and sisters. Let's not look at it from a negative point of view. Like, Allah is guiding us to something good, something positive. We just need to find it. And that's interesting, because what's that got to do with Laylatul Qadr? So I'll tell you what it's got to do with Laylatul Qadr, because this mentality, this way of thinking, of always trying to find the positive in the seemingly negative, and that although you think something is bad for you, maybe that thing that you think is bad for you has so much good that you can't even imagine. So let's talk about Laylatul Qadr. So one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out of his house and he found two people arguing. And you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get very disturbed actually by people arguing. Apart from anything else, arguing is not a characteristic of the mu'min. In reality, the believer is someone, when they meet the ignorant, they say peace. Halu salama. You know, they say peace. They don't And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he is a contender for a house on the outskirts of paradise, for one leaves off argumentation, even if they are right. Yeah, right? So subhanAllah, even if you are right and you're in the right, it's good to leave off argumentation. So generally, argumentation is not a characteristic of the believer. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in another incident, when Abu Bakr, there was a man who was arguing with Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr was silent. He wasn't arguing back. And the moment Abu Bakr, answered back, the Prophet was standing there, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Abu Bakr argued back, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left. So afterwards, Abu Bakr said, "Ya Rasulullah, why did you leave?" When I answered him back, he said, "Oh Abu Bakr, when you are quiet, every point the man was making, Jibreel was answering back. But when you answered back, Shaitan came, so I left." So you can see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't like people arguing, he didn't like argumentation. And indeed, that's one of the things when we are fasting. When someone wants to argue with you, you should say, "I'm fasting." It's just, again, one of the things that you shouldn't get involved in when you are fasting, is argumentation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he finds these two people arguing, and he's so upset by this. And he said, afterwards, he said, "I came to announce to you Laylatul Qadr. When is Laylatul Qadr? But I found you arguing, and because of that, I forgot." He said, "Because of that, I forgot." He said, "But maybe that's better for you." Subhanallah. So, this is what I'm saying about how the Prophet, although it's negative, you think it's negative, right? Actually, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's always, subhanallah, finding, the positive side of something that seems to be negative. So, I hope most of you know this by now, that there is no definitive hadith that mentions the night of Laylatul Qadr. There is nothing to establish, as many people think, that Laylatul Qadr, and this is one of the opinions that exists, and there are maybe around 40 opinions, or around different opinions about Laylatul Qadr. So obviously, one of the popular opinions is that it is on the 27th night, but that is not actually based upon any sound specific narration. It's, what is it based upon? It's based upon that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us some of the signs, some of the things that you could observe it, and by that observation, you might know that it was Laylatul Qadr the night before. So for example, one of the signs is that it may rain. It may rain. And the other sign is that when the sun rises, it does so without strong rays. It doesn't have strong sun rays. So it's like type of subdued, right? And obviously, it is a nice, it's a night of peace, because Allah says in the Quran, "Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr," that peace is there till the, until the fajr. So it is a very peaceful night as well. So these are just some of the signs. So based upon some of these things, some scholars said it was this night, or they identified it as that night, because those signs happened after that night. And some of them would even swear by Allah that it's this night or that night. But even amongst them, they differed as to which night it is. So this is why I find the opinion very interesting, that says that actually the night of Laylatul Qadr changes. It's not the same night every single year. It can change. So that's an interesting opinion. So we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights. And in fact, if the Prophet said, if you can't look at it, if you can't seek it in everyone of the last 10 nights. So this is the first thing. Look for it in the odd nights. So if you can't seek for it in every night, maybe that's too difficult for you, and seek it in the odd nights. So the first thing is, it could be any one of the last 10 nights, brothers and sisters. It could be any one of them. No, it's not necessarily just the odd nights. And the Prophet also, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, and if you can't look for it in all of the odd nights, then look for it in the 25th and the 27th and the 29th. Yeah. So, this is what we're talking about, seeking and looking for Laylatul Qadr. So it could be. So really, what do you think an intelligent, wise, cautious, precautionary person would do, right, with the information like that? Well, I think, brothers and sisters, they would make sure that they try to look for Laylatul Qadr, and they try to do ibadah in every single one of the last 10 nights. In fact, if they were really, you know, subhanAllah, focused, and they were making the best out of Ramadan, they would really focus on worship in all of those nights. And this is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, brothers and sisters. You know, he used to tighten his belt, he used to keep away from his wives. He would encourage them also, by the way, to pray, but meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wouldn't be intimate with his wives at that time, you know, and he would make etiquette in the masjid. He would retreat to the mosque. And that's one of the etiquettes of etiquette, is that you keep away from your, you know, from your wife or husband. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would really focus on fasting and praying, praying in that night, okay? During the last, all of the last 10 nights. And he would pray sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would pray the whole night, yeah? You would pray the whole night. You would do that for all of the last 10 nights. But obviously, not all of us have that strength and capacity to do that. So at least, brothers and sisters, you know, the wise person would make sure that they take care to pray, you know, to make prayers, to do ibadah, to make dua, to make istighfar, to give sadaqah. Because all the acts of worship, inshallah, are increased. And, you know, the rewards are multiplied, subhanallah, so much. Right? 10,000 months, subhanallah. That's a lot of months. That's like 84 years of worship. So the worship in Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, is like worshipping for 84 years, subhanallah. Or is it 80? 82 or 84 years, subhanAllah. Anyway, 80 something years. You can do the maths, inshallah. So, subhanAllah, like, that's a lifetime of worship, brothers and sisters. And, you know, maybe somebody who wasted their whole life, not just wasted the year, not just wasted their Ramadan, maybe a person who wasted their life, but manages to benefit from Laylatul Qadr, subhanAllah, they benefit so much. And maybe someone who worships all of their life but misses Laylatul Qadr, they miss so much. Actually, this is what the Prophet said, that a person who misses Laylatul Qadr, they really missed something great. You know, they made a great loss. Brothers and sisters, don't miss out on Laylatul Qadr. Even our sisters, if they are in there, you know, that time of the month, does that mean you should do nothing? No, of course not. You can make dua, you can still read Quran, okay, but maybe not from the mushaf. This is a difference of opinion, that a lady in her, you know, a woman in her time of the month shouldn't touch the mushaf, but she can still read, you know, tafsir. I don't think there's any difference of opinion on that. She can read tafsir, so something that is not the actual mushaf, but that still contains Quran. And she can read that, right? She can give sadaqah, she can give charity, yeah? She can make dua, she can make dhikr, she can do all of those things. It doesn't mean she doesn't need to engage herself in ibadah and make use of these nights. And if all that she does is say, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbu al-afu fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you're the forgiving and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. Just if you made this dua all night, mashallah, why not? This would be just amazing thing, because Allah loves to forgive and He loves the people who repent Him and who seek forgiveness, subhanAllah. Or you could send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or make all types of amazing types of adhkar and dhikr that you make. So many things you can do, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah. But the whole point is, make use of this night. Make house halal. And maybe this is the last one. Maybe this will be your last Ramadan. Maybe this will be the last time you get to benefit or take the benefit from Laylatul Qadr. Are we so arrogant that we think, you know, we're going to have a long life? SubhanAllah, we don't know. We don't know when we're going to die. We don't know when our last day is. And then we meet Allah, it will be regrets. Everyone will regret. The sinner will regret that they didn't meet their sins. And you know, the righteous will regret they didn't do more good deeds, brothers and sisters. So subhanAllah, this is a beautiful blessing, this Laylatul Qadr. And you know what, subhanAllah, as well, it's not just any ibadah, because again, the surah that was revealed about Laylatul Qadr was revealed when the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Jews had been telling them about one of their heroes, you know, one great mujahid, one great soldier, one great warrior from the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, who had, subhanAllah, mashallah, tabarakAllah, he had worn his armor non-stop for 80 years or something like that, right? Or, 1,000 months. And they were boasting about this. And the Prophet, then when they came to tell the Prophet, Allah revealed this surah about Laylatul Qadr, saying, subhanAllah, this is one of the blessings that Allah has given this Ummah. That this, and meaning, so that the worship in this night of Qadr, in Laylatul Qadr, is better than the thousand in the path of Allah wearing His armor and never taking it off. SubhanAllah. So brothers and sisters, it's incredible that we don't make use of these huge blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But we're human beings, right? That's the reality. We're weak, and most of us don't have that strength and ability to worship the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did and the Sahaba. So that's why the Prophet said to us, you know, like, if you can't look for it in every night. But anyway, I want to summarize my whole talk now, which is going back to where we started, about positive thinking, brothers and sisters, right? Think positively. Try not to be negative. You know, when things that you think are bad are happening, don't think of them as being bad. Try to think of them as, there's some blessing here that Allah's giving me. I just need to find it. There's good in this, I just need to find it. Because that, subhanAllah, this is the condition of the believer. Everything that happens to them is good. So if they get some blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, they thank Allah and they praise Allah. And if some difficulty or trial or calamity comes, then that's good for them as well. Because through it, Allah expiates their sins and raises their levels in paradise, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. This is only for the believer. We only the believers get that. Wallahi, how can we thank Allah enough? for the blessing of Al-Islam. We can't thank Allah enough for all. See what He's given us. What has He given this Ummah? He's honored this Ummah with Surah Al-Fatiha, with the Ameen. When the Imam says Ameen, we say Ameen. With Akmaltu Lakum, that Allah has perfected our religion and completed our favor upon us and chosen for us this deen of Islam. We have this perfect and completed and perfected religion. And Allah has given us so many blessings. He's given us Ayatul Kursi. I'm just talking about things that have such great value that Allah has placed in this deen. Little things with massive value. Surah Al-Ikhlas, if you recite it, it's like a third of the Quran. Surah Al-Mulk, if you memorize it, Allah will save you from the torment of the grave, or you read it every night before you sleep. And anyway, these are just some things, brothers and sisters. So many virtues that Allah and blessings that Allah has given this religion. But surely one of the greatest of them is Ramadan itself. Subhanallah, this month of forgiveness, this month of mercy. When you come out of it, subhanallah, and you fasted, and subhanallah, and you prayed in the night, seeking Allah's reward, subhanallah, He forgives. You come out of it with your sins forgiven, subhanallah. And then Laylatul Qadr. Allah has given us Laylatul Qadr, this night in which the worship is like, subhanallah, 1,000 months. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So brothers and sisters, I know you've probably heard lots of reminders about Laylatul Qadr, but subhanallah, it could have been last night. It could have been last night. It could be tonight. We still got a few nights left of Ramadan. I know for some of you, you're saying, oh, this Ramadan has gone so fast. Subhanallah. Well, I don't feel it's gone fast myself personally. And, you know, I'm still racing with the end of Ramadan to try and complete the recitation of the Quran, because that's Sunnah. I don't know if I'm going to make it. It's quite tough now because, like, almost every night we have a live appeal for era, and I find those really, really exhausting. So now so much of my time is taken up with the live appeals, recovering from the live appeal. So, but who knows, we put in the time, inshallah, we should be able to do it. And you know what, it's not too late to make the intention, subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, there's not many days left for Ramadan, but there's still an opportunity for you to take benefit from it. And still maybe Laylatul Qadr is still to come, subhanallah, which is, you know, maybe you did bad all your life, but you could take benefit from this one night, subhanallah, and everything would change because of it. Anyway, brothers and sisters, a very short talk from me tonight, this evening. Don't forget to share this if you found it useful. Subhanallah. Even better, you know, pass on yourself what you heard, subhanallah, your own words to those you know, those you love, inshallah. Share the khair, share the blessings, and hopefully maybe you could join us for one of our live appeals for Ayira as well. That would be fantastic, inshallah. And hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and don't forget, brothers and sisters, subscribe, you know, join me on my YouTube channel, subscribe for some, you know, there's some nice things I've done. I did I can't remember now what it was called, some nice videos when I was going for a walk, and, you know, some Quran and some nice reminders. I'm going to do some of those as well, inshallah, more lots of things. Or Newcastle FM, so many exciting speakers, so many, mashallah. It's so much good stuff going on at Newcastle FM, mashallah. Newcastle Fast FM, I should say. So brothers and sisters, that's it from me, inshallah, until next week. Inshallah, hopefully we'll be able to join you then. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you in these final days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to find and take benefit from Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.